SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we roll along on a Monday here on SB Nation AM. All right, so it is Monday. We've had a whole weekend to digest some fun news, some good news. So what's the good to start the week?
The good to start the week, I need you to do this as you're staring at your computer. Just type in the words Brunchella.
Do I do that in Google?
Just Google Brunchella.
All right. Brunch.
Yeah, because the reason why this is good.
Ella?
Yeah, it's all one word. Brunch, like you would eat brunch, and then Ella, E-L-L-A. And the reason why this is good, because I think we had a new fire festival.
Oh, tell me about this.
Right? This was Kanye West's Brunchella event. I really don't understand what Kanye West is doing lately. But
yeah, what is he doing?
But it was a Sunday morning service of some sort, or a Friday, some sort of church service. He had it on the hill. For $55, you got almost like a VIP treatment with breakfast.
Wow, okay. Uh-oh.
And the reason why I had you do that is exactly why you were saying, uh-oh, because
yeah.
This breakfast is outstanding.
Boy. Oh, my. Oh, my. You're right about the fire festival conversation.
For $55, you got, it looks like, two pieces, two pancakes that were previously frozen.
Right.
Two slabs of bacon that don't resemble bacon at all. It looks like that fake bacon that you get from any fast food place.
Or like the microwave, already cooked, but you can just microwave it for 30 seconds bacon.
And a raw sausage patty.
Oh, my God.
And what was really funny was the lady who took the picture, she said, yeah, I opted out of the cold grits, a scoop of cold grits.
Oh, yeah. You don't
That's what she's missing from her plate is a scoop of cold grits.
Cold grits.
Not only that, but I guess there was a VIP section. So you spent a little bit extra to go to VIP, as one would do. You waited at this one area at the top of the hill to be led. After the crowd came in, you were going to be led to the front. Guess what happened?
Go ahead.
They weren't led to the front.
Oh, no.
Instead, as they started going, they were met with a series of ropes saying, oh, no, you can't go in there.
So why can't people do this right? I don't get this. Where did this take place?
In Louisiana.
Louisiana, Baton Rouge?
I believe so.
All right.
Yes, at the Bethany Church in Baton Rouge.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Who organizes these things?
I have no idea.
Like, seriously, who comes up with this stuff? It drives me crazy. These things, they're so badly put together. Pancakes, bad bacon, and a sausage patty and cold grits. Like, somebody sat in a room and went, $55, what could that get us? The cheapest stuff you can't possibly imagine. Not even eggs.
No.
My God.
I mean, I've had better breakfasts at the McDonald's.
Oh, I know.
You know, the big deluxe breakfast that they serve. I mean, this looks nowhere in comparison to it. And I guess it's one lady who was chiming about it. She said, this is the wonderful and cold brunch buffet.
Oh.
We are being served by Boyle and Rowe BR. She wrote on Facebook.
And a buffet! Buffet, nonetheless!
The server looked at me crazy when I asked for another pancake.
Can I have one more pancake?
Please,
I don't know. I have to check on that one.
Yeah.
It's so funny. God, that's great. And you know, because this is the thing that kills me. You know people got their cameras out immediately waiting for you to fail. So don't try to fail.
Of course.
Like, look at this rationally and go, nah, this isn't going to work. This is going to be a bad look. Let's give them something to eat. Because let me tell you something. A breakfast buffet is awesome. Awesome. I love staying at hotels where they tell me, oh, yeah, we have a hot buffet after in the morning. I'm like the first one downstairs. I love it. Got to get myself some waffles, get myself some bacon and eggs, maybe put some bread in that little toast machine with like the conveyor belt where it spits it out at the bottom all nice and toasted.
Yep. Here's what another person wrote. It was late getting started. Then a bunch of than a bunch of waiting in lines no one could explain. The food was colder than the temp outside. Food was pancakes, eggs, bacon, and grits. VIP ticket holders got scammed into thinking we'd be behind the choir, but got stopped at the gate. And then she took a picture of her view of the where she was. I can't even see the stage.
Oh, that's terrible. Nice job, Kanye.
So
I'm sure he's probably like, I don't know anything about this. People just put this together for me.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, he's like, you know, people buy anything because they're buying my $50 socks.
Of course they are. Yes, exactly.
Jesus on it.
Exactly. All right, so then what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, I don't know if you caught Baker Mayfield's press conference yesterday.
I did a little bit, but not too much.
It's not so much about anything he said this time around. It's the fact that his Gardner Minshew impression looked like a junior high kid sporting a mustache to make himself look older. What was he thinking?
Baker.
I mean, some guys can wear a stash, and I think if you've had a beard and you decide to go stash, you can't do it.
I did No Shave November once for a radio station I was working for, and I looked like I didn't look good. Let me just put it that way. I don't want to say what I look like, but
I have a beard. I've been sporting a beard for
You look good in a beard. Time. Yeah,
and you know the only thing right now is I'm getting a little more Fitzpatrick, and my wife doesn't like the Fitzpatrick look.
Yeah,
I got to trim it back a little.
That's a cool thing about being married. If you've been married a long time, when your wife says, hey, this works, that doesn't work, because when they tell you the truth, it feels good, because they don't just placate you. They go, no, trust me on this. You need to do this, this, and this. Now you look great.
Yep.
You know, so maybe she likes you better when you looked, you had the facial hair a certain way, but maybe this way doesn't make you look as good.
She just likes it a little more clean cut.
Right. That's right.
And I can get behind that. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. So do I.
I did that for a while, and it didn't work for me.
But if you haven't, Google Baker Mayfield. It'll probably be the first image that pops up.
Probably.
Getting skewered.
He really is.
It looks terrible. It's a bad look. Just shave it all off. If you can't, he reminds me of, you know, myself, probably you as well, junior high, trying to go that mustache to make yourself look older, and it looked terrible.
Yeah.
You didn't come off looking older. You come off looking creepy because you couldn't grow it.
Right. That's right.
That's why I'm looking at Baker like, he's like, you can't do that, Baker. That look's already been stolen this year. Gardner has worn it well. You can't be someone else.
Maybe he's thinking, if I do this, maybe people will love me more like they love that guy, despite the fact that he did not win in London.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
No, because he's still walking. Gardner's, I mean, it doesn't matter what he does. He can walk away from London feeling like he's going to be given the hero's treatment.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Gardner Minshew, it had a bad game, but it just doesn't seem to matter, right?
It doesn't.
Just doesn't seem to matter. It's just Gardner Minshew just being him. I wonder if people in London just embraced the inevitable, that he's becoming a new national hero in England since the Jags call that place home.
He honestly might be the first quarterback in history where we believe in Gardner whether he wins or loses.
Right.
Whether we're going to celebrate him whether he wins or loses. He can lose all the games or we'll be like, hey, that's Gardner for you.
That's right. That's Gardner. What do you want?
What were you expecting out of him? That's Gardner.
I mean... Goodness, we talked about Christian McCaffrey getting knighted by the Queen.
Yeah.
Maybe Gardner Minshew should have been knighted by the Queen.
He probably was. But,
probably didn't want to tell us.
Nah, just a quiet ceremony.
Yeah. Because after all, Christian McCaffrey will go out there once and then never return. Gardner Minshew could be going there for the next few years.
Oh, he definitely will be.
They could be like, oh, Minshew is showing up. He is showing up this week.
They're not going back to Nick, so don't worry about it.
God. By the way, you know what, Baker? There's one picture of Baker Mayfield because I've been looking at a bunch of these. He looks like a Casey Affleck.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He has that look like Casey Affleck when he's in
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill? No. Goodwill Hunting when he was younger, but more like Casey Affleck in Gone Baby Gone. Okay. The old man and the gun.
When Casey grows that mustache.
Right. When Casey grows that mustache, that's what Baker Mayfield looks. In fact, I should send that out to see if people agree with me. Because he does have that Casey Affleck look.
Yeah, and I didn't know Casey could play quarterback.
I didn't either. Exactly.
But it's not working for him, Baker.
No, not at all.
Change it up.
So what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is a Long Island high school football coach was suspended for running up the score.
We do this story every year, do we not?
He was suspended for running up the score after beating an undefeated team.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay. We don't do that story every year. We do the other story.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's this team was like, we have only five people that can play. And they exactly. go, too bad. What do you want us? You want sympathy? What do you want for? Get out there. And then we win 117-0.
Yeah.
So and everybody goes, oh, you beat up a team with five players.
He won the game 61-13. Both teams coming into the game were both 6-0. So both teams were undefeated. He ended up winning 61-13. Apparently, there's a rule in Nassau County.
So we repeat this. This is a high school game, right? This isn't junior high or middle school or something.
High school. Okay.
High school.
Yeah, the guy, the head coach is Rob Shaver of Plain Edge High School. Okay. If you win by more than 42 points, you got to have a good reason, I guess.
Oh God, what are we doing?
And the whole reason why he got suspended apparently was because he ran his first team back out there in the fourth quarter.
I don't understand. Okay. All right. That makes a little sense. But you know what I don't understand? When you send kids out there, like your third string and your fourth string, what are you supposed to tell those kids? Do whatever you can to not do your best? Like if I send my third string quarterback out there and I go, okay, look, we're winning by a lot. Everybody out, sitting these guys in. That kid wants to throw a touchdown. That kid wants to run in for a score. That kid wants to – what are you supposed to do? All right, sending the first team back out there? Okay. Was there anything in the story that said there was a grudge or he hated the other team? Or...
No, in fact, you want to hear the other part. In a phone interview, yeah. Southside coach Phil Onesto, who lost the game, said he had no issues with the game. I had no issues with how he was running his team, he said. Even after the game, Coach Shaver and I, we spoke, and there was no bad blood. I congratulated him on the win and wished him luck next week.
Yeah, and at that level, as a high school coach, don't you want your kids to get beat up by that to go, hey, guys, do you know how this feels?
It'll probably make you stronger.
Yeah, you want to feel this again? Let's get to work. Let's fix this.
Yeah.
Guys, you want to lose? You want to give up 62 points? We're not going to do that again.
I can't believe he's suspended, I mean, for running up the score against another undefeated team.
Yeah, that especially. Because, like I said.
If it was, you know, an undefeated team, if they were 6-0 going up against an 0-6 team that hasn't won a game in 4 years, okay, I get that. You know, it's like, come on, dude. You know, give these kids a little bit of a glimmer of hope. But you're talking about a team that's won six straight and probably have beaten teams handily. And then they just lost this one, you know, and it just happens to be more than 42 points. Difference.
And you watch. If I find out, or if somebody finds out that point differential matters, or anything else like that,
right.
Like where they, you know, like all of those things about how you get into the playoff or whatever. I don't know. Probably there may be, there may not be, but that's ridiculous.
See, I'm looking at it right now. They, if I did my math correct, they won by 48 points.
That's good.
So, had they won by 42, no issues.
No issues.
But they won
right?
by 48. And it was all because the first team played in the fourth quarter.
We're losing our minds. Okay, we have now become a country where we don't even know what to do with winners.
Yes, you know, at the start of the season, what we should do from here on out, at the start of every season for kids, just give them a trophy right away.
Right away, immediately.
Here's your trophy. Doesn't matter what you do in the rest of the year.
And every kid should be told, at the end of this, there's going to be a champion, but it's not going to mean anything to anybody.
No, not at all.
You all are winners. We just have to do it for formality, but it's no big deal at all. They might be dancing and celebrating, but it really has no meaning whatsoever. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday on SB Nation AM, SB Nation Radio.